This is King from 90.5 WESA. I'm Susan Scott Peterson. The students at Pittsburgh King range from preschool to eighth grade, which covers a huge range of development, toddlers and teenagers going to school in the same building. And the day I met the principal, Dr. Dawn Gordon, I asked her from what grade to what grade she sees the biggest change in students. And the answer just rolled off her tongue. She knew it right away.
Second to third grade, because kindergarten to second grade, even pre-K, you are learning to read. You hit third grade and you're expected to know how to read and understand what you are reading. So for me, that's where I see the biggest shift at.
The difference between learning to read and reading to learn, it really put a fine point on the stakes of second grade for me. And so I went to spend some time with one of King's longest tenured teachers, second grade teacher Tiffany Basinger.
Do you mind if I just walk with you? I
won't. Yeah.
She starts every day by walking to the school cafeteria to pick up her class while the Black National Anthem plays over the PA system.
My first year here at King, I remember I was teaching my heart out and I had my back turned and I was writing on the chalkboard and I turned around and pretty much the whole class was asleep. And I went in that bathroom on my lunch and cried my heart out.
So good morning, hold on, I'm talking. Do me a favor, drop your laptop here.
I actually was working at Pittsburgh Miller and I was new to the district and I wanted to actually stay at Miller. And then I got, for lack of better words, displaced. And so King was my new home. I knew nothing about King. I would kind of just report here on this day and time, and that's what I did. I decided to stay, and I've been at King for 18 out of my 20 years.
So we're gonna go ahead and jump into our lesson. What do you remember about this story? Go ahead and turn and talk to your partners.
I'll hear some of the kids in the upper grades say, oh no, don't play with her. She doesn't mess around. And so it kind of makes me laugh because it's like, they also know that I'm a caring and loving teacher, but a lot of the issues that some, you know, teachers may have, I can surpass that because I've been here for so long.
5, 6, ready, and go. We have
rainbow.
We have
birthday.
We have
popcorn.
We have
nightmare.
And
peppermint.
Ooh, that was hard. Peppermint. Have anybody ever had a peppermint before?
Oh, no.
My grandma used to sneak them in church. That's a real thing.
Something happens between second and third grade. When I see some of my third graders, I'm like, you know, who is this child? You know, they're more mature, for lack of better words, and they're getting into stuff that they didn't get into last year, and more peer pressure, and more caring about their looks, and talking back, and you know, all that teenage stuff. Second graders are still innocent, and so that's why I love second grade, because they're still babies, and you can still give them incentives of, you know, a sticker, or, you know, and it still matters.
We bring in the oxygen from the plants. And what do we give the plants?
Water?
No.
Air?
No.
What? It's a type of gas.
You're a Black teacher in a majority Black school. What does that mean to you, and what does that mean to the kids, do you think?
So that's interesting that you asked that, because I feel like I always tell my kids, I see my family, I see my children in my students. And so when I tell them things, you know, my students, like, this is a lifelong lesson. You need this. Everything in school you might not need, but this you need. And then also, I feel like I try to teach every day. You can ask anybody in the building. I start fresh every day. I try to remember that some of these kids have some
take a minute. I have a second grader. And so this is an emotional conversation for me too.
Okay. I actually do not want to cry on this, but so I was just gonna say, like, a lot of our kids have experienced so much trauma that it's very disheartening to try to be an educator and roll out a reading lesson or a math lesson, knowing that our kids might have seen abuse, might have been a victim of abuse, might have had to feed themselves. And I just try to make sure that they know you are still loved and you're still cared for. And we're going to work through this together. And we're going to, you know, I know it's hard. It's hard to not know how to read. It's hard to not get that support at home, but I'm here for you.
Carbon dioxide. Sorry, I knew that it was on the tip of your tongue. What we're going to do today is we're going to dig a little bit deeper after our phonics lesson.
That was Pittsburgh King's second grade teacher, Tiffany Basinger. This series was edited by WESA's Glynis Board. The executive editor is Cindy Lash. Additional editing by Christopher Ayers and education reporter Jillian Forstadt. Music for the series is by Achilles Soon Griffin and original art by Victoria Elliott. I'm Susan Scott Peterson, and this is King from 90.5 WESA.